Welcome to Haunted Stories for Space Camping, where we explore the unexplainable. I'm Felix the Human, and with me is my co-host, Mad Matt, the Mad Professor, the Armchair Extraordinaire. He is the expert, the king of conspiracies, the sultan of suspicion, and I am a casual consumer of the curious. Before we start, make sure you like and subscribe, rate and review, whatever you do.
Our good friend, Mad Matt, the Mad Professor.
Hey.
Myself, I'm Felix the Human. Today, we're laying out some groundwork, foundational work on shadow people. Again, I think this is something you suggested.
It's a love-hate relationship, honestly, because the what one would say is evidence out there through lots of videos and through internet documentation that doesn't necessarily mean that it's concrete. So while there's a lot of eye candy out there, we find ourselves swimming hard through the sea of information to find some factual things about these beings, entities, creatures known as shadow people.
And so we're going to start doing this on the top of all of our episodes. This is sort of a precursor. This sort of, what would you call it? Disclaimer. Disclaimer. Quickly. We're not professionals, experts, or anything. Obviously, in the top of the program, I describe myself as being a casual sort of connoisseur of these things. So I, by any stretch of the imagination, I'm just interested.
And by myself, nor am I a professional in any means. My own opinions are mine, and through experiences that I've had, and how I come at this is, there has to be logical explanations for things. Like I guess I'm truly searching for something that's magical or unexplainable. Because, you know, in this world, there has to be explanations for these things.
And so with that in mind, here we go, talking about shadow people. Make sure if you like what you're hearing to like, subscribe, comment, concern, whatever. And so let's talk about, there's a lot in the history of shadow people, obviously. But at the same time, there kind of isn't. And I think I have
an
explanation for that. Right. So, I mean, obviously you have the jinn in the Middle East or in Islamic folklore. You have a plethora of people living in the shadows in Native American folklore.
Right.
And I'm sure indigenous peoples all across the earth have similar tales.
Their own versions and legends, correct?
Yeah. So the big one you hear about a lot is Choctaw, the Choctaw tribe. And a lot of that comes from probably the biggest bit of historical context we have, which is obviously coast to coast with Art Bell. He brought on a...
Where everything comes
basically,
from.
Right. He basically brought on a swindler, somebody named Thunderstrikes, who doesn't actually have ties to any of these things.
Right.
He threw out Choctaw a lot. So we have this foundation. But honestly, if you listen to all sorts of historical tales from Native American tribes, war time, you know, people in bunkers, airplanes, and stuff like that, you hear about these shadows. And it's so prevalent that it's crept into pretty much every section of pop culture, not just in the like horror movies, but you have, you know, Doctor Who makes references.
There's tons of movies. It's all out there. It's all over the internet. There, you can't go onto YouTube without seeing a video about shadow people.
Yeah, I mean, you have like John Dies at the End, a great novel that was adapted into the movie. Twilight Zone, probably 15 years before it was brought up on Coast to Coast, had it. So it's there. It's kind of one of those things that nobody kind of talks about. But even if you don't believe in the paranormal, you've undoubtedly seen something in the corner of your eyes. And that is where we are seeping into today.
Yeah, and that's actually perfect. You really just said it perfectly, and I'm not going to let this lie, because you laid it out. You gave a little bit of where some of these cultural explanations could have come from in movies and television and pop culture, and I keep referring to YouTube and videos and evidence, which is the segue that we're looking for here, because that's how it is existing today in the culture. It exists on the file sharing sites. There are so many videos. And what really my question, what are they? What scientific explanation, Felix, do you think they could be? I mean, we've just laid out this whole history of them being there. So they're perfect. Present.
That's perfect, because I do have an explanation. And my explanation, it might sound like a cop-out, but honestly, I think shadow people, more than any other paranormal topic, shadow people, the reason why I have a list of 12 or more is possible explanations for them, the reason why they're represented so far and wide but without very much clarity, I think shadow people has effectively become a catch-all for many different occurrences. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
We've just kind of... Anytime, I mean, because a shadow is so undescript and it can really be anything. And I think for different reasons, and as we go through these explanations, I think you might start to understand more, you the listener, what I mean by this, is it's just sort of become this catch-all for anything dark, mysterious, unexplained, you know? Right. So...
Well, you know, that's great. That's the 30,000 foot view, the catch-all. But let's real quick. I want to just take 1 second and I want to zoom in like super fine. I want to come. Okay, so all these videos on YouTube of you seeing, you know, something on the other end of the kitchen by the refrigerator, or there's a shadow at the end of the hallway, or there's something there when you turn off the light, but it's not there when you turn on the light. Those type of videos, what do you think those are?
So I have a thing where I don't necessarily trust video evidence in any form more than a lot of the other bits of evidence we get. So I would say with video evidence such as that, I think if you really look into it case by case and get the testimony from the people that were there, because I think that the testimonial evidence outweighs most other evidence in my mind, because most other evidence can be either rationalized, tossed away, or...
Dude, I got one for you. Whenever you finish up here, I got one.
Yeah, or explained away with, you know, well... this video could have been tampered with, whatever, you know, yada yada. There's way more work into going to accreditate something like that than it takes to discredit it.
Well, so then, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on this, but in my my internet research, my video viewing escapades, so the Xbox 360 had a device that was called the Kinect, and the Kinect, for what it was a very affordable 3D mapping camera with a large IR emitter and IR lens. So it's been deployed in the ghost hunting field for years now because of its availability and its cheapness and its reliability. I mean, Microsoft really went above and beyond with that piece of technology. But so there are videos out there where the 3D mapping camera is picking up activity points like in the shape of stick figures. Like, you can obviously tell that those are shoulders and that's a pelvis and those are legs and arms. And it's in the middle of the black room where the shadow person just ran into. So, you know, if it, I hear what you're saying about, you know, video, you can't believe everything that you see, but then I would play devil's advocate with you and say, why would people take their time to fake the same thing, just to make it part of the phenomenon, to grow the legend? Why would people zero in on this one specific thing and fake a whole bunch of them?
I don't know. And to be honest with you, you know, you really have to go case by case basis is what I'm getting down to. And what I think the overarching story of Shadow People is you have to take it case by case. You cannot. And with what you're laying out, cool. But if you're looking to start like me, you're just looking to find somewhere to start. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
And you're just seeing, whether it's on YouTube or wherever you're finding videos to watch Shadow People, you're just seeing video after video without context, without any descriptors like that. And for me, as a skeptic to begin with, if I don't have any sort of setup, I'm just assuming it's been faked.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely.
If I have zero context, I gotta just be like, well, you know what? It's really cool, but I don't know what I'm watching. So I'm not going to be swayed one way or the other. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. So I kind of drug you down a path. I knew I asked you a question, then I kind of drug you way down a crazy path. But let's jump back to, what do you think the scientific explanations are?
So there's a ton of them, and I think a lot of these, all independently from one another, have some credibility here. So I'm going to start with some that I think don't have as much credibility, and then probably work my way to the other end of things. So one of the ones that I like but I don't think is accurate or as credible is, you know, the overall just like aliens coming down abducting or stuff like that.
They're just lurking in the shadows. The shadow people.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one. But, you know, I don't know. What do you think about the aliens theory?
I don't prescribe to it myself either. The Greys especially, I mean, we're talking, their MO is loss of time, you know, dark road, you know, 4 hours go by, it was a 45-minute drive. It doesn't line up for me at all.
Exactly. It seems so outside of the typical behaviors that you would associate. So kind of along that lines, because you know me with aliens, I love the concept that aliens are dimensional beings, that they're traveling from points between time and space, or potentially dimensions between time and space. So what do you think about the concept that these shadow figures are dimensional bleeding, sort of something that, you know, through passing, a bit of a figure bleeds into where you're at unintentionally?
So I do really like that theory. It might not have to be aliens, but it might just be what you said was some interdimensional bleed where two realities are so close together that presences or consciousness in either reality are echoing or transferring energy, or that veil is so thin at that point where maybe you can see through it for whatever reason. I'm not a quantum mechanist, but I do really prescribe to
mechanist?
That. I do. Yeah, like a quantum mechanics, but quantum mechanics. Don't you like that? I thought that was cute.
So you used a lot of terms for describing dimensional bleeding that I think those same descriptors can be used for another one, which is historical imprints, where this historical event has happened and the shadows you're seeing are bleeds from that history continuing to repeat itself in the same area over and over again.
Well, I'm going to be a big nerd and say I like that explanation, but I'm not going to get on board with it because I think that historical repetitions are akin and associated with apparitions and not and not shadow people. So if there was a very intense energy imprint from a historical happening or an event, I would much more believe of a repetitious apparition doing the same thing over and over and over again in a location, or making the same noise over and over and over and over again in a location, versus a visual void, a lack of. I would expect to see something with that type of haunting.
Yeah, I feel you there. So this next one, I think, is in the same vein as the last two, but there are some very, very small, like hair-splittingly small differences. And so the next one would be sort of a parallel universe theory where you have, and so just for so everybody's confused, this is sort of like dimensional bleeding, but instead of multiple dimensions that are already there, you're talking about parallel universes, which means, you know, originating like timelines. These have split. And so now you have two running parallel to each other, and they bleed into one another, where so you could be seeing the same, whether it's in a different time or whatever. Well, if it's running parallel, it should be around the same time, but you're seeing the same environment, but this other parallel universe is bleeding into yours. So maybe there are slight changes, which means people are in different spots, and that's what's bleeding into the shadows.
Well, like a neurological echo, like something that is there but isn't there. Well,
think of like the Dragon Ball Z time travel, where it doesn't...
The hyperbolic time chamber?
Trunks Saga, where he's time traveling. So like you've changed your future.
Gotcha.
But you haven't changed
his future. It's still already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where he came from. It's never going to change.
So you've split the timeline into two.
And a new one starts, right?
So those, So like I said, we're splitting hairs here, but it is technically two different things with a parallel universe. So these two timelines would bleed into each other. Or maybe you have more. Maybe you have multiple timelines across this one, you know, originating timeline with the parallel universe theory. And then these are just all bleeding in.
You know, I wanted before we get too far away, I wanted to go back to the dimensional bleeding real quick. In my research, I cannot remember. There's one that I do remember that I'll mention before the end of the podcast. I don't know the guy personally, but I'll give out the channel a shout because it's some of the craziest footage you've seen. But we'll get to that. There was a YouTube channel where this guy has been having problems with shadow people, but now he's having problems with portals. And dude, you got to go watch it. Just go on.
Like the video game?
No. No. Yes. Yeah. like the video game. Dude, so there's a few videos out there. And the one, there's these sandals that are in the kitchen. And it kind of looks like someone pulls the sandals out of frame. They just kind of disappear. And you're like, that's not so weird. But then you see the sandals fly through the living room, and he's got pictures of in videos of books appearing. It would be the biggest case for editing. Absolutely. Like if you're like, oh, that's something that's been edited, this would definitely be it. But it's done so well. And so I would stuff the portals, since his experiences are congruent with shadow people, I would stuff the portals into the dimensional bleeding as well. Either there is a consciousness or something that is transcending that veil because it's so thin and is interacting with objects in our dimension, or somehow affecting things in our dimension. But I just saw that and I wanted to get back to it. You can edit that out if you don't want it in there.
Okay, well, after all the different timeline shit, because there's a ton of them and they all are slightly different. After we get all through all of that stuff, we sort of shift to not quite timeline things, but sort of. And this one is, I think, more from a sci-fi stance, and that is Watchers, the concept of Watchers of History, and those are who is in the shadows. These are not beings meant to disturb, correct, or alter history, just merely to watch it. They're the ones.
That is a fantastic story. I like that.
Also that's another one they touched on Doctor Who and a few others, but I enjoy it. I don't believe it because of how, maybe there is a part of that where, you know, the one's just out of the corner of your eye, or, you know, that little spot that makes you rub it. Maybe. That is a fantastic
but
one.
Ours seems so much more mischievous. They don't seem so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just, we're just
well,
watching.
Well, and there is, hello, catch all. That's part of it, is I've heard they're all peaceful. I've heard they're all malevolent. I've heard they're all neutral. Like, where are we going with these guys?
I think that their existence
itself. A lot of them seem interactive.
Yes. I think that they're in the way that they are, and I'm not being like, yes, they are malevolent, but the way that they are interactive is almost, what other reason would it have other than to frighten?
some people frighten and they don't intend to, so... Maybe
that's just the nature of this creature
running away from them.
You know, before we get too far away from all the scientific explanations, I do have one that I wanted to throw in there.
Yeah, go for it.
And so I told you there at the beginning, there it's so hard to find anything factual. And while we have gone over a lot of things, one that seems to be one of the medical explanations for this is a brain issue, a self-perception issue.
Is that a scientific term?
Yes, brain issue is a scientific term. No, the actual...
donkey brains?
Yes. The
to be specific?
The actual condition is called second self-perception, and it's a part... what happens is the brain has a disorder where it cannot recognize itself in the first person. So it views itself in the third person. So in a part to yourself, you knowing you were there, you always have the feeling that there's someone behind you.
Now, this is a condition that actually is more prevalent if you have dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yes.
It shows itself a lot more. And there has been a few stories on some of the podcasts I listened to recently, like Medical Mysteries, which is a Mr. Paulin podcast, where they talked about this guy with dementia or Alzheimer's, I forget which, but he was held hostage for over a day by somebody who refused to leave his bathroom, and it turned out to be him. So I know it sounds crazy, but it is out there.
Is a crazy thing.
So if we're going natural explanations, obviously the biggest one is the drug explanation.
Oh.
You've got meth, you've got psychedelics and, you know, PCPs and cocaine. Although cocaine isn't a psychedelic and won't give you hallucinations, it will keep you up for hours and hours and hours. And sleep deprivation, which a lot of these drugs also connect to, is another big natural explanation for seeing things.
You know, I feel like that should be lumped into your catch-all thing. I cannot say that all... I know we talked about context and, you know, you can't take something at face value, but I don't think all those people that are submitting all those videos are on drugs.
No, not at all. And conversely, I won't discredit somebody who is on drugs experience. You know, whether that is in and of itself a good explanation as to why they had that experience or not, it's not my place to take that experience from them. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That is a huge part of this catch-all.
And, you know, it would be interesting, especially in these like psilocybin community, if they had an increased awareness, me, if you're talking about mind altering things, putting yourself in different states.
Right.
I wonder if they have an increase. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
That's the catch. That's the catch 22. You know, that's the paradox of drugs and paranormal, you know, events.
Right.
Is they make you less credible. So even if they did expand your mind,
tell or that the universe,
nobody
Ultra.
Would ever know. You know, nobody would be able to say, yeah. Well, it's, I think that a lot of shadow people experiences can be boiled down to those. But like you said, you know, it's not going to be all of them, dude, obviously.
It's not going to be all of them, because one of my favorites, and I know you hate when I do this, but here, you don't need context for this one. Ghost Hunters did an episode of a lighthouse, and I think I told you about this
season two.
Oh my goodness, was when dude. They did it. In the lighthouse,
yeah, it was early on.
The shadow people footage that they captured in the upper parts of that lighthouse is, to me, some of the most convincing footage I have seen. And you know,
yeah,
those guys, I know it's all, you know, it's wrestling. I know it's all written. I know, but man, video evidence like that is.
Look, I've been looking through a lot of stuff, and yeah, there are a lot of things that you seem or come across where you're like, oh, okay. But that's also there's so many paradoxes. There's so much, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Did you go check out any of that Ghost of Carmel, Maine? That's the shout out, by the way. The Ghost of Carmel, Maine.
I think I found it. For me, it's harder to take any, you know, buy into any of the Ghost Hunter shows because they are literally being paid.
Yeah, I told you. Like I said,
it's
wrestling.
That's what's hard about it.
Yeah,
that's what's hard about it. Because how do you get anybody to take this industry seriously when, as soon as you pay somebody to do any of this,
it's all
you
fake,
can instantly right? discredit them
yeah,
for
fake.
Being paid to do it. It's so hard.
Yeah, what was
that's
those?
Like being the indie musician. You're just damned no matter what
if
you do.
If you do or if you don't, right.
So one of the last sort of natural causes would be just like your lizard brain kicking in. Fight or flight mentality, you know, just the hairs on the back of your neck, that natural instinction of not seeing but feeling. There's so much into the natural side of these that all tie together. You know, this is another one. Like, you've got sleep paralysis.
Mass
you've
hallucination.
Mass hysteria moments. You've got, you've got the Hat Man. You've got the black-eyed children. All of these things are all kind of lumped in with shadow people. And the one thing that most of them have in common is sleep deprivation or active sleeping or passive sleeping, you know, just being in a heightened state of vulnerability that
everything
causes you
schizophrenia, bipolar. They, you know, if there's anything going on in your life, you're more. What do you say? I'm losing the word. You're more susceptible to see these things. Some of the studies that the drugs that you're talking about, Datura, Defehydramine and benzamine, things like that really produce these effects as well. But yeah, it's the spectrum between, you know, what you can see, what you can feel, and then what your mind is doing to you really clouds any explanation for where this phenomena comes from.
So the last one, well, the last absolutely, because we skipped it, I didn't get to it, but I don't find any credibility in it. It was psychic vampires. We've got to throw out psychic vampires.
Like Colin Robinson? No, he's an energy vampire. That's right.
Get rid of it.
Energy vampire, my bad.
Energy vampires could be, you know, an explanation too. Yeah, but then, you know, quickly gloss over that and get to, obviously you have pareidolia is a common explanation. Seeing things, you know,
your mind that makes aren't you there think you to think, right,
make
right.
sense of what is there.
Right.
You've got all sorts of iterations of that. And then you have spirits, ghosts, apparitions is sort of the last thing we haven't really, we've talked about partly on other explanations, but we haven't actually talked about that part of the explanation.
Would it be spirits, ghosts, apparitions / demons?
Yeah. Anything in that realm for gotcha. Me, I will lump together. And to me, I like sort of the dimensional bleeding sort of theory.
I really do too.
A lot of the unexplained corner of the eyes. But I'm not going to completely rule out spirits, apparitions, demons, you know,
well,
hauntings.
And my favorite, my personal favorite is kind of a blending of the, I don't think it's necessary malevolence, but I think it might be a bit mischievous. And I don't think it's like, I don't think it's like us on the other side. I think it's something inquisitive, something that interacts with us because it doesn't understand. And whether it that is a being that lives just outside of our dimension and purposefully, not purposely, mischievously interacts with us because it doesn't understand, that's what I really lean into. That's my favorite explanation to this. It's an entity or a being that exists outside of the reality that we understand, and we can't understand it because it's not here for us to understand.
Okay. No, I like it. I like it. And this is really where, you know, we're starting to tie this up, this episode. And honestly, for future episodes involving shadow people is where we're going to parse out all this nice little spider web we wove. You know, we could talk about the Hat Man later or Black Eyed Children. We can talk about your sort of dimensional imps that are just poking fun all over the place, and really dive into things. But I'll leave you guys with one more thought, and it's a silly one, but it's one I'm really intrigued with, and it's sort of the Batman theory. You know, it is, and this was one that Adventure Time had an episode where they sort of challenged this or put this theory to a challenge. And in the episode, Starchy, your resident gravekeeper creep of the series, he creates his own, or he doesn't create, but he has his own radio show. And in this radio show, he starts talking about black-eyed children. And it is so much.
This is an Adventure Time episode?
Yes, it's a very good one. Check it out. It's so much a tick-for-tack comparison to Art Bell and what he was doing. It is so obvious that they are making, not light, but an homage to Art Bell and Coast to Coast. And so as he talks more and more about these black-eyed children, they become more and more prevalent in real life. And the more he talks about it, the more Finn is getting plagued by these black-eyed children.
In the episode.
Yeah, in the episode.
Dude, that's wild. So I'm going to have to go check it out.
The overarching theme there is that we create our own, you know, by putting that out there in the world, that we created it.
Especially and in the self-writing simulation that we all live in.
Right, in the Matrix sort of, and that's the Batman theory, man, that if Batman hadn't became a superhero, he wouldn't have created the supervillain, you know, just by the act of being and opposite, preemptively striking, you know.
Him and Joker, opposite sides of the same coin.
Right, so is that what we did here? Did we create the shadow people just by Art Bell giving it a name in the early 2000s?
Well, that's not remote viewing. Like I said earlier, mass hallucinations. The mind is a weird thing, and you put that energy and you put that out there. Dude, that's another episode we'll have to get into, is if remote viewing is real or not. But anyway,
right,
for another time.
So let us know what you think about this. Email us, please, at our email, 2DAP2DAP2020@gmail.com. Let us know your stories. You can find us on YouTube. We are streaming with the two dads in a podcast site. We've got our own playlist there and soon to be. So this is our third episode and we've put these out weekly, and our fourth episode will be out again with that weekly pattern. And then as that fourth episode hits, our podcast will launch with those same four episodes. After that, we turn into a bi-weekly podcast. So keep checking up with us. Keep stopping.
Keep listening. In. Yeah.
Comment, rate, review. Or like we always
subscribe.
Say, whatever you're doing with the medium that you're listening to, just be active and involved with us. If you're on YouTube, comment. Let us know what you think about Shadow People. And let us know some of your favorite Shadow People stories, if you have stories, or what you want to hear when we talk about this subject in detail. Because like Antarctica, this was a massive waste of time. You're welcome.